This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to News West. Now on with the news.
Hello all. How are you doing with the homework I set you last week? A reminder later. Robert, VK6WHO, is coordinating the commemoration of Operation Manor and Operation Chowhound here in VK and continues to achieve success, sometimes hard won. Last week's ducks have lined up and we confirm operation from the radio operator's position inside the Avro Lancaster aircraft at Bull Creek Aviation Museum on Sunday, the 27th of April. The Peel Amateur Radio Group and the WA VHF Group welcomes on board the WA Repeater Group, whose logo now appears on the QRZ.com website pages and will appear on the QSO cards. There are still some prime spots available for clubs and individuals to activate the VK80MAN callsign. Special dates in this commemoration include Saturday the 3rd and Sunday the 4th of May. The museum will be open on those days, and we aim to fill the radio operator's position. Robert and I will follow up our invitations to other metropolitan clubs. We aim to make this as widespread an involvement as possible, showcasing what amateur radio can bring to significant historical events. Country clubs can still take part, of course, as can individual operators. Contact Robert or me to secure a date and time range for activating VK80MAN. During the week, we added a DMR talk group so that you will be spared the frustration of uncooperative bands if you own a DMR-capable rig, of course. If that is you, the talk group number is 5056048. That number again is 5056048. I'll have more to say on DMR next week for the ones interested. That homework reminder. Speak with family members, friends, neighbours, anyone whom you think would like to know what we operators get up to in amateur radio. Invite them especially to the 1, 2, or maybe 3 VK80MAN activations at the Bull Creek Aviation Museum. If they might be interested in the background of Operations Manor and Chowhound, get them to search for VK80MAN, GB80MAN or PH80MAN as good starting points. Of course, if they're going to Kings Park for the ANZAC service, they'll be able to see Peel's communications trailer in operation. Enjoy your week in amateur radio and remember to submit your logs for the John Moyle Field Day contest. Important for you, vital for your QSO partners. This has been Dennis, VK6 AKR.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Recently, I made a joke about operating your station with a dummy load, in response to John Victor Alpha 3 Kilo Oscar Tango operating their station with the craziest antenna they ever used. It got me thinking about the ubiquitous dummy load as an antenna. Since becoming licensed, I've spoken with several amateurs who tell a similar story. One comes to mind immediately, Lance, Victor Kilo 6 Lima Romeo, now Silent Key, who told me that they managed an unexpected 2-meter contact with another station using a dummy load across the city. There's various versions of this doing the rounds. Incandescent light bulbs used as both dummy load and antenna. Called up roll of coax. Everyone has a story to tell. Having spent several years proving that you can, in fact, use 10 milliwatts and be heard on the other side of the planet, 13,945 kilometres away, it tickled my fancy to think about what would happen if I replaced my antenna with a dummy load on purpose, as a test. For the past 2 or so months, my whisper beacon has been transmitting every 10 minutes on the 15-meter band. It was heard 3,493 kilometres away. Interestingly, even in that short amount of time, the radiation pattern of my antenna, as seen on the whisper.live website, shows a similar outline to the 10-meter transmissions I've been doing since late 2021. The number of total spots wasn't nearly as significant. I added a local receiver to my shack just to prove that I was in fact transmitting. But there were plenty of days without a single external report. This in contrast with my 10-meter experiment, where most days I had at least one or more reports from outside my shack, most of them outside my state. In other words, not every band gets the same kind of report. My license restricts me to the 80-metre, 40-metre, 15-metre, 10-metre, 2-metre and 70-centimetre bands. The two antennas I've used so far are essentially limited to a single band, unless I start tuning it every time I change bands. As you might recall, I purchased a Hustler 6BTV antenna several years ago. Unfortunately, it's still sitting in the box. Climbing on my roof has not been an option for several years, but its time will come. The purpose of getting that antenna was specifically so I could use Whisper across multiple bands and see how propagation was in my shack in real time, without needing to rely on external forecasts or predictions. Switching to a dummy load has several benefits and impacts. First of all, it's not something I've seen anyone do. Then there's the idea of band hopping without needing to retune. The idea of radiating into something that's not supposed to radiate is something that makes me smile. Given that each band has a different level of propagation, which ones should I choose? I could pick all the ones I'm licensed for, but that would leave out the WAC bands and the ever-popular 20-meter band. What if I ignored convention and transmitted on all bands supported by my Whisper transmitter? Remember, I'm transmitting into a dummy load. By all accounts, this should not radiate. It's taken as gospel by the amateur community that it doesn't. So, using a dummy load, one that's rated at 15 watts between DC and 150 MHz, feeding it with 200 milliwatts or 23 dBm, my Whisper transmitter is currently merrily pinging away across 80 meters, 40 meters, 30 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters, 15 meters, 12 meters, and 10 meters. If all goes to plan, nobody will ever hear this. That said, I can hear the uproar from here. What's the point? You're illegally transmitting on bands you're not licensed for. I'll report you to the regulator. Here's the point. The community and the regulator both state that the dummy load is the approved method for testing equipment. It's implied that the equipment will be happy and there will be no radiation. I'm testing and monitoring that assumption. I'm using all bands because if conventional wisdom is right, nobody will hear this. On the other hand, if conventional wisdom is wrong, there will be reports from bands where there are many people monitoring. I'll note a couple of other things. There's a patch lead between the Whisper transmitter and the dummy load. It's about 200 millimeters long. It's the shortest one I have. It was terminated at the factory and connects the SMA output of the Whisper transmitter to the SO239 on the dummy load. Theoretically, it might radiate. Perhaps this is where other transmissions into a dummy load emanate from. Perhaps not. I discussed the idea of measuring the emissions from a dummy load with a fellow amateur versed in testing much more sensitive equipment. We were not able to come up with a way that would be simple to do by any amateur. If you have ideas, feel free to share. I'm likely going to cop flak from those who think I'm doing something illegal. You cannot have it both ways. Either I'm transmitting legally, or a dummy load isn't a suitable testing tool. Unless instructed by the regulator to cease, I'm confident that I'm operating precisely within the obligations and requirements of my license, which encourages me to test and monitor interference, which is literally what I'm doing. One other point. Until now, my Whisper transmitter has paused for 8 minutes between transmissions, transmitting once every 10 minutes or 6 times per hour. It was the default, as I recall. I've changed that to transmitting every cycle on a different band. This means that every 16 minutes, the same band will get activated. It also means that because 16 minutes doesn't fit neatly into an hour, the band will move over time, which I think is a good thing. The frequency hopping appears to be round-robin, so no grey line changes, but feel free to correct me. I don't know what this will do to the transmitter and if it will sustain this. I haven't asked Harry, Sierra Mike 7 Papa November Victor, but if it cooks itself, I'm sure that I can order a new one and mark it down as a lesson learned. So, have at it. Point your receiver at VK6 and see what you can hear. I expect to keep this running for a year and see what we learn. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6 ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, just a little note about VK6 RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6 RLM, that's 146.750 or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go. And who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address, cqqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
Good morning once again. This is Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. This week's hotline, the 16th of March, 2025. Today I'm looking for Wanted. I'm looking for a microphone, an ICOM Hotel Mic 151 with keypad. It's got key entry on the front. Anyone may have one available. Tim, VK6 Echo India, is looking for one, and it would very much like to hear from you if you have one spare or have something similar. That's a ICOM microphone, Hotel Mic 151, and Kim Tim, VK6 Echo India. We'd like to hear from you if you have one, please. And next item we got for sale, a whole heap of gear here. For sale is a Gold Star oscilloscope, 20 megahertz, very good condition, working order, complete with manual, only $75, all nearest offer. There's also a Dick Smith frequency counter, 0 to 1 gigahertz, $25, all nearest offer. There's a Palak valve tester and multimeter, vintage 240 volt AC working. Works well, complete with valve data books, $65 or nearest offer. And there's two only heavy-duty mobile spring bases, mobile antenna spring bases, that is, good condition, $15 each, or two for $25 or near offer. Please ring Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo, on his mobile phone, 0477-662-817. That's Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo, 0477-662817. And that's all I have for you for this week. Thank you once again for listening. And if you want like any items next week yourself, please contact me by email, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com. is the only address you'd like to get me at the moment. That's vk6xrayvictor, that's me, at bigpond.com. 7-3 until we meet again. Cheers.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.